You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions, and student voices.
This story focuses particularly on a woman scarred after a procedure in Turkey. Essentially, she had lost, 9 stone, but the excess skin, she wanted to remove it, which is a very common procedure. So she went to Turkey. The first surgery did not get rid of the excess skin, and one of her breast implants sagged. And then she started getting an infection. The article goes on to talk about how unhygienic the hospital in Turkey was. So the nurses never wore aprons when they were changing bandages. Surgical drains emptied down the toilet. I think it's also really interesting to note that the article details that she's had to go to A&E 3 times since she's been back to the UK to have antibiotic drips. The private reconstruction would have cost £10,000, but the article talks about how it's concerning how much of the correction of the surgery performed is costing the NHS, and obviously how much time in the A&E, how much the antibiotics cost. I would just like to open up to the panel. What do we think about this in general, like the travelling abroad to get cheaper plastic surgery, and then also considering it from the angle of, in the long run, if it's going to cost the NHS more to fix the bad plastic surgery, then do you think it would just be easier to maybe do? An idea I've thought about is possibly subsidised plastic surgery. So if it would cost 10 grand to do it privately, maybe the government would subsidise part of that on the NHS to prevent people going and getting cheap plastic surgery that will cost 20 grand in reconstruction. So opening up to the panel, what do you guys think?
That's an interesting proposal, kind of like if... And I don't know, maybe it would work if people felt that they're, you know, it's more available to them in this country, because obviously there have been quite a few like cases covered in recent years about people who have gone abroad, and in some cases they've died because of the complications from, you know, basically appalling conditions that they've, you know, decided to go in because it's been so cheap. I'm curious, I'm not really like a massive like fan of the whole idea of like plastic surgery when it's kind of unnecessary. Yeah. I think like from a standpoint, that's kind of my view. So yeah, I wouldn't agree with anyone kind of going abroad for it. But I think that obviously people who do want it, yeah, like you said, if it's going to cost the NHS more to fix it than it would have done in the first place, well, why not offer it on the NHS? But at the same time, offering people like non-essential plastic surgery on the NHS also kind of gives me the creep slightly that it's kind of... Because like if you choose to have plastic surgery, that's not exactly a health issue. In most cases, it's not a health issue. It's more of a, I know, like a cosmetic issue. People's choices.
If it's a health issue, they do get NHS.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
exactly. In some cases, if it's a mental health thing, if it's like seriously affecting your mental health, then the NHS will help. But I do agree with what you said. Like for me personally, I don't think that elective plastic surgery should be offered on the NHS. However, I do think as long as you're doing it for you, then I think that's fair enough. Because if people want to do specific things, I think then that's their choice. But a lot of people cheat the system and get plastic surgery on the NHS anyway. Like if you have a deviated septum and stuff like that, like you can try and get a nose job out of it. Like I know someone who, while they're under to fix their deviated septum, I don't think her nose job's going to be, it's not on the NHS, but like while she's under the NHS, while she's under anaesthetic to fix her deviated septum, she's getting her nose done, which is fair enough.
I think as well, what you were saying about the A&E times, just going back to the kind of overview of the article, although it's maybe a few grand cheaper, and I appreciate a few grand is a lot of money for most people, but you've just got to think about the amount of money that is then costing other people, the NHS, and possibly even you, because just little things, like I know it sounds silly, but you know, you've got to get yourself to A&E, or, well, you might be in an ambulance if it's serious, obviously, but, you know, it's just all the costs of then sorting out this dodgy procedure would soon add up, I imagine, and you'd soon be looking at the two procedures being very similarly priced.
Yeah, and there's then the costs that are, I think, sort of invisible costs that we'd never be able to calculate, which is if people in A&E are having longer waiting times because of these kind of surgeries taking up. Obviously, if you're ill, they deserve to be in A&E. Like, I'm not saying they shouldn't go to A&E because they've had a cosmetic procedure in another country. But if this has happened and they are another person in the queue in A&E, then what's to say that other people's conditions aren't going to worsen more, and that's going to cost the NHS more as well to fix the people behind them in the queue.
I feel like also, like, I mean, her case was kind of interesting because she lost so much weight, like she lost 9 stone. So like maybe you could possibly see like your idea of maybe subsidizing. I mean, maybe if somebody, because I know the NHS goes on and on about like the cost of obesity and things. So maybe if somebody has lost a lot of weight as like part of a scheme or something, maybe you could, like, that would might make kind of sense. But things like, like, well, she also like had like a boob job and stuff as well. I don't feel like that should necessarily be something that goes on the NHS. But at the same time, it is kind of difficult because if people are going to go abroad and get a cheap surgery, is the cost going to weigh up? So I think they need to like do kind of a cost analysis. But the problem is also if you introduce something where people can get it on the NHS, well, then loads of people do it that otherwise just wouldn't have bothered.
Yeah, I do agree that. Certainly in the case of excess skin, I do think there should be something done. I'm surprised that that isn't on the NHS or subsidised by it or easier to obtain in this country, because I think, like you said, there's an obesity crisis. And I think if people have made the effort and really tried hard and, you know, lost a bunch of weight and become a lot healthier, then why shouldn't they be able to get rid of their excess skin and feel really good about themselves?
I think it's quite worrying as well, the almost dangerous positions people put themselves in because of their body image. I think it just raises a lot of questions about generally kind of positive body image and, you know.
Yeah, and no, I agree completely. That is an issue that people feel like they have to do this to themselves, and they have the feeling they have to do it to themselves at all costs. I know, and it, like, to some extent, they can like do it to, you know, feel better for themselves. But I mean, yeah, like you said, there is an element of that involved. But one kind of like thing is that also these people kind of like take advantage of that, and they kind of like advertise to people. I can remember that. Sometimes I think maybe in our local paper there'd be a thing which said, come have your like teeth done in Budapest, and it'd be like, have a beautiful like picture of Budapest with a smiling person with like bright white teeth. And so they're kind of like advertising directly into people's kind of insecurity in a way. And that, when it may not be as like great quality, it's kind of like playing into people's insecurities and trying to gain from it.
Well, Samira and Arabella from Love Island actually came out this week, and there was an article about how they said that, I can't remember if it was before, but definitely after Love Island, they were approached by so many like cosmetic surgery companies being like, I vaguely remember seeing something, I'm not going to quote it exactly because I don't want to get it wrong, but about like preying on people's vulnerabilities and insecurities to make money, which obviously isn't right, but think it ties quite nicely with your point, Beth.
I feel like there is like a kind of also an issue with the way social media portrays there's definitely Eurocentric ideas of like beauty standards. And also, I mean, one thing that bothers me is especially when you see on like the internet when people get like things like nose jobs done and there's like no description and they just post pictures and it gets loads of likes, because it's kind of like, what is that inherently? It's like the same kind of, like, you see a lot of the similar same kind of like noses and stuff on the internet of, and I don't know, it kind of bothers me personally just because I think that pushes this kind of agenda of this, there's a perfect way to look. And a lot of the time these are Eurocentric beauty standards. So there is like a whole issue there.
This is URN.